Okay, so it's the last time we were trying to explore the Rambam's point that whenever there's a machlokas on something, you immediately know something about that din, right? So immediately you know that that din cannot be the ikar hamitzvah, right? So it has to be what he calls the anfei ha'anafim, right? So the branches of the branches of the branches, right? So so we looked at an example about Kriya Shema. So there's a machlokas whether Kriya Shema is said in Hebrew, can only be said in Hebrew, or it could be said in any language, right? And there was another machlokas whether Kriya Shema could be read l'mafreya. In other words, well, not that you should that you could do that l'chadchila, but if you did read Kriya Shema l'mafreya, so you read it out of order. So whether you would be yotze, so one holds your yotze, one holds your not yotze, right? So we're talking about halachos where if you don't do it properly, in other words, the court of the one who holds that if you do it l'mafreya, you're not yotze, and that seems to be ikar mitzvah. If it prevents you from fulfilling the mitzvah, why is that not ikar mitzvah? Right? Or if it's a question of what language, if you hold, you can only say it in Hebrew, so it would seem that you'd not be yotze if you read it in another language, right? So how can that not be part of the ikar mitzvah, right? So that was the question we left off on, right? So anybody have any ideas? Well, I think we began to point out the difference between study of a subject matter as opposed to practice, right? As opposed to when you engage in practice. So you said it seems there might be a difference between, in other words, in practice, it could be that you're not yotze, but not necessarily in subject matter. Does that mean that it's part of the essence of the subject matter? But the question is, how can you have a such, in other words, what is that, right? In other words, we need a little bit more of a more solid explanation of what kind of thing, what exactly is that? Something which in practice would prevent you from being able to be yotze, but in terms of the subject matter of the mitzvah, it's not necessarily essential, right? And even in discussion, it does seem to be more accidental to the mitzvah. In other words, you always have to ask yourself the question, what is the essence of this mitzvah? Right? So that requires a certain amount of definition. But the essence of the mitzvah seems to be some type of constant review of the yesodos. Right? In other words, there's morning and evening. Every part of one's yom is one is engages in the first thing that one engages in is the yesodos. In other words, Kriya Shema is the ikarim, right? Is the yesodia das? Like that's how the Rambam presents it. Right? So it seems in terms of the essential presentation. In other words, what is Kriya Shema? It's essentially, in other words, reading the. In other words, it's essentially a reviewing or engaging of these areas, right? Or it's in the evening and in the morning, right? So, I mean, that seems to be more essential. Which language you say that in seems to be more accidental to that question, right? So, okay. In other words, the question is, but where does that come from? In other words, it seems the reading is certainly important here. In other words, but why is that more of an accidental type of topic here? Right? Right. That was another, right, that was a point we mentioned last week, that when the mitzvah was given over, they wouldn't even have thought of this question. So that also seems to point to the fact that it's more accidental. But we're still sort of describing the point. Right? Well, it just seems, in other words, if it's part of the essence, right, it would seem you have to be explicit about it. Right? And then it seems, in other words, there is a mitzvah where you're not yotze. In other words, like bikurim, right? So there's a haggadah that you have to say with the bikurim, and that has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, right? It'd be interesting to see whether there's any machlokas about that. That would also, you know, throw us into a whole another area. But it would seem It would seem, in other words, our assumption would be, there shouldn't be a machlokas about that, because that's really part of the very essence of the mitzvah, is what language it's said in, right? So, okay. But even there, if we saw that there was a machlokas, that would basically just tell us that how to define the essence really has to shift, right? In other words, whenever we say machlokas, it pushes our inquiry to ask the question of what really is the essence then, right? In other words, it's sort of a tool that you can use to say, this is not the essence, sort of scrape that away. In other words, which language you say again? That's not the essence, right? Right, but I was speaking to Rabbi Sachs about this last week. He made an interesting point. You see, sometimes there's an intersecting of different subject matters. In other words, the question of what language you read it in here. If you read on the Gemara, you see the same machlokas that they have about Kriya Shema is really the machlokas they have about any reading, right? Any Kriya. Can you do, according to Rabbi, so any Kriya can only be in Hebrew. According to the Chachamim, any Kriya can be in any language, right? So really, this is a different subject matter which happens to intersect the area of Kriya Shema. In other words, it's a question of Krios, right? So it's really another subject matter has intersected our subject matter. In other words, and that's when we're talking about practice. In other words, when it becomes, in other words, you have the Iker mitzvah. In other words, there's the essence of the mitzvah. And then there's a question of, in other words, well, it's a Kriya. So it's really a definite, in other words, the fact that it's a Kriya is part of the essence of the mitzvah. You have to do a Kriya of these Yesodos. In other words, you have to do a Kriya of these of the Parshios which express these Yesodos. Right? So so Kriya, that is part of the essence of the mitzvah. How you do the Kriya, that's really a separate subject matter of what is Kriya. That's the definition of, in other words, it's not a definition of Kriya Shema anymore. It's really the definition of Kriya. Right? In other words, that's really a different subject matter altogether, which happens to be engaged by the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. In other words, a mitzvah has an essence, but it can engage other areas, right? So the other area really here is Kriya. In other words, so Kriya could be, so there's a question about Krios in general, what language they must be in. In other words, if it's a Kriya from Torah Shebichtav, right? Because Kriya Shema is from Torah Shebichtav. Right, so or there's another machlokas. In other words, in terms of the, in other words, everybody agrees that Kriya Shema is said in the evening and in the morning, right? But the question is, what is the evening time, right? What is the morning time, right? So in the definition of that, there's machlokas. Right? But that's not part of the essence of Kriya Shema. That's really part of that's when you're talking about a separate subject matter of how do you define evening? How do you define morning? Right? In other words, you're really discussing a separate subject matter. Right? In other words, the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah is one thing, but can engage other subject matters, and then you have to talk about that subject matter on its own. Right? Well, the subject, in other words, those other subject matters, you'll notice, those are not taryag mitzvos. In other words, they're subject matters of halacha. And that's being put in a little bit more precisely. There's subject matters of halacha that the taryag mitzvos embrace, which are not the, in other words, those subject matters are fundamental for the practice of halacha, but they're not part of the essential definition of the mitzvos. In other words, the Rambam's point is that the mitzvos, in other words, the taryag mitzvos, what they are, in other words, their essence, that is, that's the ikur, and that there's not going to be a machlokas about, right? Right. In other words, you have to separate between mitzvos and halachos, right? In other words, sometimes those areas don't necessarily match up. In fact, if you look in the Rambam, there are actual entire areas of halacha that there's not even a mitzvah, right? In other words, he has a section of halachos, so the hilchos. This and then there are no mitzvos. It's just he discusses the din of whatever, right? But it's not necessarily one of Taryag mitzvos, right? So in Taryag mitzvos, so there the essence, in other words, the ikar, there's not going to be machlokas about. But the anfei hanafim, in other words, the branches, right? So there could be machlokas, because there's not necessarily a mesorah, right? Not necessarily a clear mesorah. In other words, those are the details that have to be worked out when you're trying to, when it has to be determined how precisely to act. In other words, how precisely, in other words, to transform the mitzvah into lemaisa, right? Right. In other words, kriya is part of the essence of kriya shema. But what kriya is, that's really a separate subject matter. Right? In other words, it has to be a kriya. Okay, so you wanted to talk about what's the definition of kriya, or that's really a separate subject matter, right? So then you can have a machlokas, Rabbi and the Chachamim, right? Right. It's one step removed, right? Kriya is necessary for kriya shema, and kriya, and then there's a discussion about what is kriya, right? In other words, it needs kriya. So what is a kriya? Right. In other words, it needs to engage that concept of kriya in some way. Okay, what is that concept? Okay, that could be a debate. The fact that there is a kriya there, though, right? So that's of course, right? That is the part of kriya shema, right? Part of the definition of what the ikar mitzvah is. Right. I mean, this fits into the idea of the Rambam system. So you know, when he talks about the, you know, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he says that the And the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrem, he says, based in a Golos of Yerushalayim, him Iker Tor Shebal Peh. It's interesting. The basic Hagadol in Yerushalayim, that they're the Iker of Tor Shebal Peh. Him Amud Ha'ra Mehem Choka Mishpat Yotzei L'Chol Yisrael. They're the pillar of halachic construction, and from them all the statutes and laws go out to the Jewish people. Okay, so the v'chol mamim b'Moshe Rabbeinu b'Torah sa'o, and anybody who believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah, chayv l'smoch ma'asei hadas aleihem li'shayin aleihem. So anybody who believes in Moshe and his Torah, you have to base the maaseh hadas, the practice of the system, aleihem, upon them, ulishayin aleihem, and lean upon them, right? In other words, their hora'ah, right? If you remember, what area do they have to give hora'ah on, right? There's an area which there is just divrei kabbalah. In other words, what they receive as a mesorah. But there's an area that they have to determine themselves, the area of the details, right? And that the Rambam goes into. There's divrei kabbalah in behem machlokas lil, and there's no machlokas by when it's a tradition, but something that they learn out through one of the din, right? Right, so that there can be machlokas, right? But they go after the rov. Okay, so I mean, that's the basic, right? I mean, that's basically the way the system works, right? In other words, they have a certain authority. In other words, the ikre, in other words, the karim, in other words, like the Rambam is basically saying, where there can't be any machlokas, that's divrei kabbalah, and he basically says, what's that? Those are the ikarim, and it's only in the area of the anfei ha'anafim, where you're going to be engaged in these having to use the yud gimel midos, right? But that's the basic idea. But the das is basically fundamentally is based on the based in a gadol, right? In their decision. So that's it, right? So they determine in other words, we have a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim over what language, but that's in a time when there's no based in. Right? In other words, but when you do have a based in, so then they would have taken a vote, and basically, since it's the Chachamim versus Rebbe, it would have basically gone like the Chachamim, unless Rebbe could convince them otherwise. right? But and get the majority vote on his side, right? But basically, they take a vote, and they would determine this is the halacha, right? Now there's a different system that we have to employ because we don't have the base in a gadol. That's basically the way it's supposed to work. One choku mishpat comes from the base. In other words, the Talmud is really the exception. It's not really supposed to work this way of endless machlokas page after page. That situation exists because we don't have a base in a gadol and they can't vote on it and they can't determine what the halacha is. Right? I mean, that's the basic situation. Right? So, even when there's a base in a gadol, in other words, the idea, in other words, so we pasuk like chachamim. So, Rebbe's idea could still exist and one could still discuss it.
Right.
But then, of course, that's where the halachos of Hilchos Mamrim comes in. In other words, if one were to make a decision based on that,
right,
that would be a problem. Of course, in Talmud Torah, you could talk about Rebbe's position and talk about, you know, the difference between them and the logical possibilities.
Right.
But that's not the fundamental thrust of Talmud Torah, is discussing all the possibilities. It's trying to understand the Ikar and Mitzvah. Right? That's really the fundamental focus. Well, that should be the fundamental focus of Talmud Torah, right? In other words, why would one be fundamentally focused on the branches of the branches of the branches? One would focus on the essence of the subject matter. Right, so it'd be interesting. So in the mitzvah of Bikurim, right, so the first fruits, right, so that you bring to Migdash, there's a mitzvah to say a certain formula there. Mitzvah asase lehisvados ala bikurim. Right, so it's to say this thing from the Torah. So in the Mikdash, when he would bring them, so what do? You say higadi ayom l'shem lokecha ki basi ala aretz asher nishba Hashem lavo seinu, etc. Ara mi oved avi ad shigomer kol parsha asher nisata li Hashem. Okay, right. So basically, there's a whole parsha that you read there when you bring them. Okay, so special mitzvah when you bring the first fruits. And then he says, "Ve'in korinosa ela b'lashon hakodesh," and you only read it in lashon hakodesh. Shnemar v'nisav amarta b'lashon hazos. Then even learns it out from the language of the pasuk itself. Says shnemar, and it has to be in this language, right? So it'd be interesting to see. In other words, there, based on what we're saying, there shouldn't be any machlokas. It seems to be part of the ikar machlokas, right? So if there is a machlokas there, then we'll have to. It'd be interesting. We'll have to try to rework our idea here, or rework our conception of Bikurim. All right, so let's see. But it's interesting. And there it seems there's no machlokas, because there, in other words, since the Ikar Mitzvah embraces the fact that it's the Kriya is in Lashon HaKodesh. In other words, the Ikar Mitzvah here defines the Kriya. It doesn't just say we need a Kriya, right? In other words, by Kriya Shema, you need Kriya. So you have to define what's Kriya, right? That's separate subject matter, right? But here, in other words, the mitzvah, the Ikar mitzvah itself embraces the Kriya and tells you how it must be. So even though there's a machlokas, Rebbe and the Chachamim, as to, in Kriyos in general, what language, could it be only in Hebrew or any language, here there's no machlokas, right? So is it why? Because it's part of the Ikar mitzvah. Right, there is no machlokas, right? So it's in other words, why shouldn't the same machlokas apply of Rebbe and the Chachamim? It's another example of Kriya, right? And then they say over there in Maseches Brachos that the same machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim about Kriya Shema is the machlokas about Kriya in general, right? So so it's an interesting, That's an interesting idea there, right? So it still works, right? So the idea works, even by Bikurim. You know, the fact that it's in Lashon HaKodesh is part of the Ikar Mitzvah itself, right? No machlokas there. The fact, what's being pointed to is the fact, if you were to do it in another Lashon, then something would be lacking in the Ikar Mitzvah itself. Not on the performance of the... In other words, the Ikar idea. In other words, what's underlying this Mitzvah? What's the Ikar concept? What's the Ikar... In other words, what's the Ikar Kiyum? In other words, is the Iker Kiyum in Kriya Shema that you did a Kriya, or the fact that you reviewed the Yesodos that are expressed in these Parshios?
Right. Seemingly
right? So the vehicle of that is Kriya, true, right? But that's not what the essence of the mitzvah. In other words, it forces you to define what is the essence of the mitzvah, right? So that's really the right. Whereas by Bikurim, we're not fully exploring that subject matter right now. But Bikurim demands Lashon HaKodesh. There would be a lack in the mitzvah itself, in the essence of the idea of the mitzvah, if it were not in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Right. In other words, the Kriya is the vehicle of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, whereas by Bikurim, it is the mitzvah itself to do this type of Kriya. Right? Well, the Moskana there is that you can do it in any language. Right, so this is also interesting in terms of methodology, because when you're if you're to try to define the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim, you have to make sure that the machlokas does not tread on what is the essence of Kriya Shema, right? In other words, that has to be agreed upon. So it forces a new level of clarity in terms of what is the, you have to determine what's the essence of the mitzvah, because they can't argue over that. Right. In other words, it's another thing that people can't argue about. You can't argue over mitzvahs, right? You can't argue over facts, and you also can't argue over what the ikker mitzvah is, right? So that would be sort of another restraint that a person has to put on their defining of any machlokas. That's another thing you have to keep in mind, right? You can't make Rebbe and the Chachamim be cholek over the ikker mitzvah, you know. But that would be all sheer in this, that would be if we were really, we have to remember our purpose for looking at this Gemara. We can't go too far afield. Right? I mean, the only difficulty that I, one difficulty I see in this approach is, what about when Chachamim have a machlokas over whether something is a mitzvah or not? Right? In other words, because you see there's the Rambam says these are the Taryag mitzvos, but if you look in the Sefer mitzvos, see the Ramban, he says, nope, that's not a mitzvah. Or he says, nope, this is a mitzvah. Right? But you didn't count it. Right? So, in other words, how can that, in other words, how could such a situation exist? Where there's machlokas over what the mitzvos are. Right? Whether it is a mitzvah or not. Right? So, right, that's one problem that bothers me.
If it's a mitzvah or not, it's an
Iker. Right, so how can there be a machlokas over there? Well, there is a basic machlokas whether there are 613 mitzvos, or that's not that's not really a set number. Ramban holds there's no such thing as a set number of 613. Right, well, there could be more. There's more. Right, 613. That's a agadata. That's not a. He's not saying this is the exact number. The Rambam holds there's 613, right? But it seems to set up an odd situation if there's machlokas over what some of the mitzvos are. I mean, the vast majority of them they're in agreement. It's not like every single mitzvah they're saying nope, that's not a mitzvah, that is a mitzvah, right? But that's a very odd situation. But that is an interesting point. In other words, there's never a question of whether or not it would be imperative to do such a thing, to do something, or not do something, right? The question exists whether how to categorize it, right? I mean, we'd have to look at all the examples to see if that holds true. But if the basic machlokas is, in other words, machlokas is not necessarily the Rambam holds it's not an idea at all. Right, and the Ramban holds that it is an idea. Like I think Birkas HaTorah, I think the Ramban holds that's a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't have such a mitzvah. Does the Rambam hold there's no such idea as Birkas HaTorah, and that you can't and that it doesn't relate to an idea in the Torah? But it seems there could be a question of how do we categorize that idea. In other words, it could be the ideas themselves. In other words, the ideas themselves. There's no machlokas. How to categorize that idea? In other words, afterwards, that there could be some question. But in terms of the ikar, in other words, in terms of the ikar ideas of the system of, as a whole, so there cannot be there can't be machlokas. So it could be we'd have to shift from mitzvos to saying, in other words, the system is a system of ideas. So in terms of the ideas of the system, there is no machlokas. So if there's a question of categorization of is this one of the mitzvos or is this not one of the mitzvos? So it could be that that's not as a central question, but it would be something to explore to sort of refine this idea. But of course, in other words, basically every single machlokas that you encounter will force you to refine this idea. In other words, we just did one example, right? But, I mean, certainly I would imagine if we were to continue on throughout all of Shas and take every single example, we're going to run into problems and issues, right? But I think the basic idea in the Rambam is clear. There are certainly details that have to be worked out. I don't want to make it look like the whole area is sort of neatly worked up. We can fold it up and put it away, right? In other words, every single machlokas that you encounter, any type, will always challenge this notion, will force you to refine the idea, right? But that's basically the process of Talmud Torah. But the idea is a very solid idea. But of course, it's subject to testing. It's subject to being worked out. And one, I'm sure that the Rambam would want one to engage in that process, right? So, but the question about whether something is a mitzvah or not is a very intriguing one, right? Interesting to think about that. I guess another way of putting it is saying that what the Rambam calls the ikarim of the system, in general, overlap with what's called a mitzvah, but not always. In other words, the Rambam saying the ikarim, there's no machlokas, only on the anfei ha'anafim. So in general, what's an ikar is also one of the taryag mitzvos. It could be something that's an ikar is not necessarily one of taryag mitzvos, and it's agreed upon. In other words, we certainly see that by. The halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, right? In other words, there is no machlokas by those things, right? It's a Kabbalah m'Sinai, right? Also, there could be things that are Kabbalah m'Sinai, which are, there could be Kabbalah m'Sinai and things which are not necessarily ikarim, right? He just said, if there's a machlokas, it's certainly over a anfei hanafim. Doesn't mean to say that we don't have Misora on the anfei hanafim as well, right? In other words, that could be part of the misora as well, right? But certainly, if there is a machlokas, the Rambam saying that must be about anfei hanafim, right? So, and in general, ikar things which are ikar, in other words, those are also mitzvos, right? But there are things which are ikarim that people could agree upon, and they're not necessarily mitzvos, and there could be some question over whether it's a mitzvah or not. It seems that could be really a secondary question in terms of the study of the subject matter. In other words, let's say like kedoshim to you, it's really almost secondary to the question. In other words, everyone agrees that we have to be a kadosh. The Rambam and the Ramban agree that you have to be a kadosh. So question of whether you should categorize that as a mitzvah or not is certainly a secondary question, right? In other words, the imperative to be a kadosh remains the same, right? I mean, it's the type of thing we have to, every case sort of have to work out. You can't really take up every case of Torah Shabbat Pat, right? But we sort of have to a certain degree, we have to rely on this yisod, which the Rambam is telling us is a yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh, and we have to basically, in every case, try to apply this idea, right? But you can't test every single case, right? When you encounter a case, then certainly it would be worthwhile to try to test it, though, right?
Let's say we're doing
Right, also see, Anochi Hashem, is that a mitzvah or not? I mean, everybody agrees that that knowing that God exists is essential, right? That there's no machlokas about, right? If it's a mitzvah or not, should we categorize it as a mitzvah or not? Is not essential. That's secondary. It could be the categorization of whether something is a. You might be able to say that in general. The categorizing whether or not something is a mitzvah or not could really be secondary, possibly to the in the Masorah. That's not part of the Ikarim, right? But or the ideas of the mitzvot is what there's no the essential ideas of the mitzvot are there's no machlokas, right? How to categorize those ideas? That's another thing, right? Right. I mean, I guess the question would be: do you ever have a case where somebody holds this is a mitzvah, and the other person holds that's not an idea at all? Right. That would be very. In other words, basically to summarize, in general, we think of in other words the mitzvah is agreed upon, and the ikar mitzvah must be agreed upon. In other words, we view it, there's a mitzvah. And everybody agrees on what the ikar mitzvah is, and then there's the details to work out, right? But we don't think of the other way. In other words, there's the other way of looking at it. We have the essential, you have the essential idea, the ikar, and you have the details to work out. And there's a question of how do you categorize that essential idea, right? So that's really the it's an interesting point, right? Right. So I think we're up to the fourth chelek. All right, so maybe we'll read through that, and then we have a little vacation, so we'll think about it. All right, so let's see. Chela Karvi, the fourth Chela. Okay, so it's also interesting to note, the Rambam says these are the five Chalakim of the Dinim HaChakukim BaTorah L'Chamim, right? In other words, these are the way that the Dinim, he doesn't say mitzvos, right? It says, in other words, the Dinim. It could be that that's another perspective that you have to look at the Torah from. There's mitzvot, but there's also dinim. And the dinim, the ikar dinim is not, there's no machlokas. Right, on the anfei anafim. He doesn't say the mitzvot. It's interesting. But, okay, so this is the fourth chelak. So those are the dinim that the neviim, or the chachamim, decreed in every generation. Aldera chasiyag v'agader la Torah. By way of fence to the Torah. Protective measure. The Himasher Tziva Hashem Taknam, the Mamar Klali. So this is what God commanded to them to institute in His general statement. Amro, this is what is said. Ushmarta Mes Mishmarti. You should make a guard. You should guard my guard. Va Kabbalah. So the tradition says, Azu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. Make a guard for my guard. The Himasher Yikrum Achachamim Gzeros. That's what they call. Gezeros, right? In other words, that's a gezeros, something that protects the mishmar, protects the guard, protects the mitzvah. That's what people gam bohem machlokas, and you get machlokas by those. Keshiyira echad les or kach v'chach mipnei kach v'chach. When one guy sees fit to say this is aser, the other guy v'lo yira acher kein. The other guy doesn't see fit to say that it should be aser. Bahar Beba Talmud, Rabbi Ploni Gazar Mishum Kach V'Kach. Rabbi Ploni Lo Gazar. One guy makes a Gzera, the other guy doesn't make a Gzera. Rabbi, sorry. V'zo Gam Kein Siba Misibo Samachlokas. This is another reason where you could have another cause of Machlokas. Right? Not that it's the details of the details, but it's a question of, in other words, this is the imperative of the Chachamim to protect the Torah. So they could, one guy could say, we should make gezeira. The other one says no. Hello, tzira besar of the chalav who gezeira medraban laharchik min avera. Then you see that the fact that you can't have bird meat with cheese is a gezeira from the rabbis to prevent you from doing an avera. Vein aser min haTorah ela besar behemat Torah. Right, only besar behemat Torah. Right, only is can be basar b'chalav. Basra Chachamim Bisarof. The Chachamim said that fowl, birds are asar too with cheese. Harchalkam in a davar asar, right? To distance you from the forbidden thing. Meham Misha Lo Ra Ligzor Zosu Gzera. there was a rabbi who said didn't see fit to make such a gzera. Ki Rabbi Yosei Aglili haya matir b'sar of b'chalav. Right? So Rabbi Yosei Aglili said you could have fowl, bird with cheese or milk. B'hayuwan she'iro kula mochlim oso. Everybody in his city would eat it. Obviously, there was no basin at the time, right? So they didn't come to a vote and say, all of the Jewish people, you can't do it. Kamosha sparsim b'talmud, like it's known in the Talmud. V'chashar tipol haskama al gzeira meila gzeiros, gamkein. And whenever there's an agreement about one of these gzeiros, ein lavor alav b'shumpanim, you can't transgress it at all. V'chashar is parsim yisura b'yisrael, and when its iser is now known throughout the Jewish people, you can't argue with that gzera. Even the Nevi'im can't contradict it. The Talmud says that Eliyahu wouldn't be able to contradict the 18 things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel decreed. And they emphasize this point and they say, because their Isser is now spread throughout the Jewish people. So that's a rule by Gzeros, right? But saying by Gzera, you can have Machlokas, right? It's not a Kabbalah Misinai. It's not a tradition directly from Har Sinai. Right? Right. This is a permit from the Torah, where it says, in other words, it says, Ushmartim es Mishmarti, you shall guard my guard. So this means make a guard for my guard, right? So they explain, in other words, this is part of Torah Shebaal. In other words, we know from Torah Shebaal Peh that they're allowed to make gezeras, right? In other words, that is part of the Torah system itself. The positive mitzvah is that you have to do everything the Beis Din HaGadol tells you. Lasos al pi haTorah sheyomer lanu Beis Din HaGadol, right? So it's a positive. And the negative commandment is shalom lasurim debrayam. You can't contradict what they tell you to do. Right? So that's the basic idea. Alright, so let's look at the fifth chalak. Okay, so it says, Heimad dinim, so these are the laws, asher nitkenu al derech hazbonenus, vavasot tuels binyanim hanoagim bein b'nei adam. So these are decrees that they make, you know, as they were very, very thoughtful, and to bring benefits. To bring benefits to people. Mimashin bo tosefes b'torah v'lo chesron. Where there's no addition to as long as they're not adding on to the Torah and not subtracting from it. Right? I think what he means, like al derech is bonus, al derech, through Ian. In other words, it's their own idea. In other words, the Torah gives permit to the Chachamim to have their own good idea about what might be beneficial to society. Right? So they could decree something they think would be a benefit to society. In other words, the Torah gives that permit to the Chachamim. In other words, we're not limited only to those things that the Torah itself said which would benefit us. The Chachamim could see an idea. In other words, they have the ability to do that. See an idea, this would be something that would be beneficial to Bnei Yisrael. They could institute that, right? So it's through their own thought. Okay, so not because they have some, magical spirit in them, right? Or it's not an idea of like, munas chachamim, like they're, that these people have the Holy Spirit coursing through them, and that's why we have to listen to them, and that's what some people say. No, because they're very intelligent people, and they have, in other words, they're the chachamim, and they're part of the based on, in other words, they are given the permit by the Torah to do this. It's their own thought. If you make it into Ruach HaKodesh, right, so then you're basically throwing out the whole idea here. You're saying they're doing it through Nebuah. But then what are you saying? That the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah wasn't enough? In other words, the idea is that the human intellect is capable of perceiving something that would benefit humanity, and they can act on that. Right? So otherwise you turn it into Christianity. Like the Holy Spirit moved them to... because they're guided by the Holy Spirit, so then we have to listen to what they say. That's ridiculous, right?
Not because it makes sense.
Right, not because they use their intellect. In other words, al derech hasboninus. In other words, they use their intellect, right? Not one of these, not some crazy idea like, right, that they have some sort of spirit coursing through them.
They
they have the Ruach Chachma. They have the spirit of wisdom. That's what they have. Okay, so he says, "Oh, b'dvarim shem tekanas b'nei adam minyanei haTorah," or tekana of people that relates to Torah. "V'mashri krumah chacham tekanas u'minhagos." So these are tekanas and minhagos. "Vasar la'avor aleihem b'shumpan." You can't transgress them at all. "Hoil v'hiskima aleihem ha'uma," since everybody in the nation agreed to it. Kapar is here. Shlomo me'avor aleihem. Shlomo says, already warns about not transgressing them. Foreitz gader yishchenu nachash, person who transgresses the boundary, a snake should bite him. Velo atzakano sein rabos mo. There are many of them. Niskaras b'talmud of the Mishnah, mentioned in the Talmud of the Mishnah. Mehen binyana iser v'heter. Some have to do with forbidden and permitted. Mehen binyana hamamanos. Some have to deal with monetary issues. Mehen tkanos meosim shetiknu anaviim. Some are the things that the Nevi'im themselves made. Not through Nebuah, right? There's through his bonus, through their Ion. Is that right? That's an essential point there. Motakanas Moshe of Yoshua of Ezra, like Tekanas of Moshe, Yeshua and Ezra, Kamosh Amru, Moshe Chikin Lahan Yisrael, Shoshon Bedarshan Hilchas Pesach Mevesach, right? Very timely. Moshe instituted for the Jews. They should learn the halachos of Pesach on Pesach. Vamru Moshe Chikin Lazan Bishah Shiar Mat. They said Moshe instituted the bracha of Zan, the first bracha of Birkas Hamazon, when the Ban fell down. Avamam Tekanos Yeshua Be'ezra Hari and Rabos. So Yeshua and Ezra had many Tekanos. Me'an Tekanos Miyuchasos Liyichinim and Achachamim. Some are Tekanos that's attributed to individuals amongst the Chachamim. Kuamram Hiskin Hilal Prusbol. Right, Hillel instituted Prusbol. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel Azakein, it's right. Hiskin Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Harbe B'talmud. Hiskin Rabbi Ploni, right? So and so made such an enactment. And Tekanos Miyuchasos Ela Klal. Sometimes it's related to some a general thing. Kama Usha Hiskino. In Usha, they made the decree. Usha was the name of the place. O Omram Tiknu Chachamim, or they say the Chachamim made the Tekana. O Tekanos Chachamim, Baharbe Kiyetim Azah. Right? So, notice in each one he gives you examples of how this is actually expressed in the Talmud or the Mishnah, right? In other words, you can't interpret the Torah using Nevuah because the system has to be a system of Chachma, and if you were to determine it by Nevuah, then it'd be Bashamayim. In other words, that was the system that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. In other words, that's part of the very defining of what this system is, right? In other words, the system is a system of Chachma, can't have interpretations of Nevuah. And that's really the whole, and that's why it's so fundamental that the piece that we skipped, in the words of the explanation of Nevuah, and all the questions of Nevuah, what area does a Navi function in, right? I mean, that's fundamental in defining what's Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? You have to clear that idea. Maybe we'll go back and then we'll do that. Because it's really, it's a whole thing in and of itself, right? So it's really not, I mean, what I'm saying is that you should do it, that you should definitely do it on your own, right? I'm just choosing not to do it right now in Shir, but to not undermine what the Rambam is trying to do here. Clearly, it's there for a reason, right? The Rambam put it there for a reason, because it's fundamental to one's conception of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right?